Manu Patra alerts dated the 21st of November 2018. A Delhi court has awarded death sentence to convict Yashpal Singh and ordered life imprisonment to Naresh Sheravat for killing two men during 1984 anti-Sikh riots, which also followed assassination of the then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, leaving nearly 3,000 people dead. Supreme Court has held that power under Section 319 of CRPC to proceed against any person who is not named in FIR or charge sheet does not mean that whenever in a statement recorded before court, name of any person is taken, the court has to mechanically summon the person. Supreme Court has stayed proceedings of Gurugram Juvenile Justice Board or JJB, which was to consider afresh whether a teenager accused of killing a 7-year-old boy inside a private school should be tried as an adult in case. Supreme Court has asked Amrapali Group to reveal by the 3rd of December the details of all its properties in the name of directors, their family members, relatives, chief financial officers and statutory auditors in India and abroad. Punjab and Haryana High Court has taken SUO Motu cognizance of nuisance created by loud amplified music emanating from marriage palaces and private farmhouses in the states of Punjab and Haryana. Delhi High Court has granted bail to in-laws of a flight attendant who allegedly committed suicide in July and observed that elderly couple was primarily accused of instigating their son against her and not of demanding dowry. Delhi High Court has given interim relief to real estate developer Pyramid Infrastructure, which had been fined for profiteering under GST. Delhi High Court has directed two social media platforms to block the web links of an offending article leveling scandalous allegations against a High Court judge. Bombay High Court has dismissed a petition filed by a few devotees seeking directions to authorities for regularizing temples of Shiva, Ganesh and Bhavani Mata that are constructed illegally by encroaching on corporation land in Navi Mumbai. Bombay High Court has directed the Nasik Municipal Corporation, NMC, to carry out a fresh exercise of identifying unauthorized religious structures in the city and follow the procedure laid down for it by Maharashtra government. National Company Law Tribunal has directed Guild Builders, the holding company of Omex, to allow former Omex MD Sunil Goel to inspect the records registers of the company and take extract copies of documents as per Section 171 of the Companies Act. Madras High Court has allowed the Tamil Nadu government to go ahead with the construction of MGR Centenary Arch in Chennai, but restrained from inaugurating it.